31st of July 2000.
Continue this time with more questions, which I know you have for me.
Any questions, George?
Yes. You have told us much about past lives, there were some words that Jesus spoke. When you meet your past images, which neither die nor are manifest, how will you bear it? That raises a further question, perhaps, and it may well be that this is a it's nice to read in the old scriptures something which agrees so well with what you've told us. But is there likely to be any difficulty in meeting up with our previous images when we return to spirit? Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, of course. Yes, the words were most apt at the time for understanding of a continuance of life. You all know only too well that I have told you when you return home, you yourselves will be the judge of all that has taken place, past, present, and future. You understand that each one of those times is intertwined. Therefore, when you come face to face, as you say, with past images, what is happening is that the vibration when you have returned home has quickened. Therefore, you are able to assess not only past times, past existence, but you will be accountable for the life that has just gone. It is only a judgment within your own eyes. That is all. To simplify the whole issue, you come face to face with all that has existed within your own living.
Yes. perhaps this is another reason why we should not be judgmental in ourselves.
It is not that you are faced physically as you would know it with past images, but the inner knowing comes to the surface. And all my dear friends becomes accountable. That is why the words were chosen, that it would be difficult, because many of you, when you return home, are shocked and upset, and sometimes very pleased with what this spirit has achieved. It is a coming to terms with the inner knowledge of your very being. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is that helpful to you?
That is helpful, yes. That clarifies rather nicely.
Mary?
Not at the moment, no. Mark? When I was working in the shop this week, a girl commented that she found Charlotte Church's voice very strange because it was so well developed. And I suggested it might be evidence of that she'd worked in a previous life on her voice and brought it into life, and I just wondered if you could say something about that.
Yes, I will say only this to you, my dear friend, that now you have begun your teachings. Have I not told you that many opportunities would come to each one of you, that you would be emissaries of spirit? And this is only one instance of just that. You are, of course, quite correct in telling the lady that all experiences of past lives are always within the spirit. And many of you who reincarnate bring many of those gifts with you. Therefore, may I congratulate you, my dear friend, on your answer.
Yes, it's often puzzled me why some people seem very, very fond of animals and don't mind what the animals do or get up to, but others really don't like them at all. I'm talking more of the pets that we have. Is there any explanation?
Let us say just this, that when each one comes to your world, they are prepared for many strange and unfortunate instances within their daily living. There could be a reason for dislike of animals. This is something which cannot be put clearly to you, because again, there can be many different answers. It may well be that past times have shown no bond with animals, and it is something that the individual needs to learn. Remember that your life's upon this planet is a teaching time. A teaching time for love. Not only to your fellow human being, not only to all that nature provides for you, but also to the animal kingdom. Those people who you have noticed have an aversion to these animals are lacking in spiritual love.
I see.
It is just an aspect of spirit that they will need to adjust and to learn. That is all.
Thank you.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Remember, of course, that each one of you is on a different pathway.
Yeah.
That each one of you will have different likes and dislikes according to the growth of your own individual spirit. You understand?
Yes. I mustn't judge the ones that...
I would reiterate once more for you, do not judge another.
Yes.
I know always this lesson is difficult for you human beings, but it is an important one that you would do well to try to at least learn. Do not judge. Not only others, but yourselves. You cannot be the best judge of yourselves while you are clothed within the physical garb. So many times, my dear friends, have I told you this.
Yes, that's true.
And so many times do you fall down upon this matter. But the more we speak of this, the more you will begin to understand. That is why it is important that we go over all the ground of the many things I have told you, in order that it can become clearer within your thinking. Do you agree?
Yes, and thank you for your patience.
Yes, perhaps a confusing factor in our society is that we have what we call constructive criticism and destructive criticism. And this leads to perhaps the idea that out-and-out judgment is bad, we know. Sometimes a criticism can be constructive and directed towards making a situation better. Would you agree that there are degrees of judgment in this way?
I would agree that there are physical degrees of judgment. But let me hasten to add that for whom is the constructive judgment meant?
Yes, I was thinking about the society in general, really, rather than individuals.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yes, but what I wish you to know and to understand is this. When you make a so-called constructive judgment, who is the best judge? You or the other being? In whose mind is it constructive? Do you see what I am trying to say?
Yes, yes.
Be careful in thinking that your thoughts, your opinions are the correct ones. Be careful that you are not, in fact, making judgment classed under the umbrella of constructive criticism.
Yes, yes, I accept that.
Can you see the difference?
Yes, indeed.
I understand what you are saying, but what I wish you to know is that be careful. Who are you to judge what is constructive or destructive for another human being? Do you see?
Yes. Thank you for your words. That's very good.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes.
Always, my dear friends, I would say to you this. Before any thought goes from you, go inwards and see if that is truly how you feel before you allow that thought to pass from you. Imagine yourselves in similar situations and perhaps your view would change.
Yeah.
But it is difficult, I know, for you not to be critical. But even what you term good judgment can in fact be an interference.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Any more questions?
Yes, can I just ask one about the stigmatic holy ones, which is something that has come up before. I believe the teaching was that it relates to power of thought.
Yes.
Would that be entirely the power of thought? The stigmatic one, or would there be what I might describe as a Christ energy within the collective unconscious, which also plays a part?
Yes, you would be fringing upon the help of many others when those whose power of thought is so strong. Remember that I have told you that the power of thought becomes reality.
Yes.
But what also happens when the power of your thought is so strong is that those who are close to you and influenced by that thought can also collect, in fact, to help the situation be created.
Ah, yes. Yes, thank you. I wondered about that.
Yes. There, again, is no clear-cut answer. But remember, the power of thought is all-powerful.
Yes.
Much can be created by thought alone.
Yes, that is always the primary factor.
Yes. But yes, as you know, there are many who are close to you, and I have said that like is attracted to like.
Yes.
Therefore, those powerful thoughts would be attracting those from our world who have the same vibrational thoughts.
Yes.
Do you understand? Which therefore creates a vibration which becomes even more powerful. If you take the thought of one person within this room who use the power of a thought, it would be strong, but the collective thought of all would create a much stronger thought vibration. We have spoken about collective thoughts in the process of healing the world and such things. If you think along those lines, it will perhaps become a little clearer to you. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Again, I would say, my dear friends, there are many avenues of thinking about thought. That is not a contradiction. It is an explanation of why the physical thinking is rather confused at times. Do you understand?
I've got just one. When children are singing collectively at a school or whatever, I went to a concert recently where there was small children on the stage, and there was an emotion within me, and I wonder whether that is a physical emotion or is it a spiritual one. Just looking at the children and feeling, I can't describe it, but I wondered, was it human one or was it a spiritual feeling?
You must remember that most children are closer to our work.
Yeah.
Therefore, the collection of children that you have mentioned or to be giving forth light of spirit, which hitherto is lost to many adults in your world. Again, it would be a remembering of spirit. Do you remember we spoke of the babies who were distressed because the memory of spirit was still so near to them?
Yes.
It is an awakening within oneself of the childhood of spirit. That is why the emotions come to the fore.
I see.
Of course, it is a physical act. The feeling of tears, but it comes from within, the remembering, the vibrational light of children.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
The power of small children gathered together could be used for great things, if only they could be channeled in the correct way. But that is something which people upon this planet so far are unaware of. But I can tell you, my dear friends, it is an avenue that is being traveled.
I wondered if it was something to do with spirit children being drawn to them, but obviously not, as their own spiritual light.
Spirit children will always be around where there is a gathering of earthly children, of course. That is natural.
Yes.
That is why you feel this awakening for spirit. Because the power of the child light is so strong. Remember, my friends, although you do not see spirit, we are always round and about you. Those who come to help you, uplift you, those who have loved you, are always close. So, of course, why not with the children?
I see them again.
Do not be afraid of expressing the child within you. Because each one of you, my dear friends, is a childlike in spirit. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, the collective power of children. Is this something that we see sometimes in a theatre situation when a group of children are enthusing about one thing and one can almost feel the atmosphere?
Yes.
Yes, it's a lovely feeling.
If only adults in this world would stay as children, this world would be a much better place to exist in. It is only that the children are closer to our world than the earthly, how shall we say, materialistic ways of the world. They are natural, are they not, small children?
Yes.
They are free from prejudice and many of the earthly things which to your adults causes so many concerns. Children has collective power to be used for good will come in time. It is something that within our world has been looked at, but it is difficult to change the thinking of earthly human beings.
Yes.
After such a long time of really not respecting the love and power of children. It is a subject which we could in another time expand upon.
Yes.
But as I say, it is an avenue being travelled down, even as I speak.
Yes, thank you for that.
I know each one has experienced the love and the light which children bring to these groups when they return from our world. It is a natural light and vibration which is always with them. So, my dear friends, perhaps you will begin to look at the children a little more differently from now on.
Yes, we will.
They are beacons of knowledge.
years ago. It's a bit late. Thank you.
Yes, I think for this time I will withdraw. Allow you to ponder my words. Allow each one of you, if you so desire, to think about the spirit within and the power of your own thinking. There will be no other communicators this time. But if you wish to spend the time quietly speaking, or rather go within, I will leave it to your own good judgment. I will say only that until next time we meet, think carefully before you allow those thoughts to enter into the greater world. Think carefully, my dear friends, and come to know yourselves more closely.